It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
America's most talked about program.
Oh, this is my very favorite show. I never miss this one.
You don't say.
But enough of this palaver. Let's get the show on the road.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.
Look, everybody's entitled to be an idiot.
If you were to give President Biden a grade for his first 2 years in office, which grade would you give him?
Well, have a degree in education, so that's tough.
I would be very generous to give him a D.
It's a flat-out F. I would grade him with an F, and he deserves that F. On every metric, he has failed. People are worse off than they were under President Trump, where people were doing very well.
I've never seen anybody as destructive of our country as the current administration.
I would rate him way down. You know, if I was a teacher, I'd probably give him a D.
I would say a D minus.
Well, certainly I would grade him an F.
When energy was way up and none of that's going to my oil and gas communities in western North Dakota, I think they'd be right around a D minus.
You know, I don't think you can get below an F, but I don't think we can understate how much this has moved the country backwards.
I give Joe Biden a big fat F. He has failed the American people miserably.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been dumb.
I was going to put him in a foot.
You stink!
I'm out of here.
Poor Joe. Bless his heart.
This is your roving reporter. Today I'm talking with a lumberjack.
Like what's shaking, Crispy Bacon?
I'm just checking in to see what lumberjacks do to make sure their retirement is going to be there and ready when they're ready.
Well, like any smart lumberjack, we don't hide our money in a hollow tree. We call David Ernest,
Alabama's favorite asset preservationist.
That's right, man. We call him at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see. I can also see you have a lot of lumberjacks working out here today.
That's right, man, like the new dude over there.
The new dude?
His older brother was a famous actor who was on TV and in movies.
And just who might that actor be?
Raymond Burr, man.
You mean Perry Mason and Ironside?
That's him, man, yeah.
Well, what's the first name of the new dude?
His name is Tim, man, but don't say it to...
You mean Tim Burr?
Oh, now you done it, man. Run!
From our super secret studio where we've been looking high and low, but Waldo is still out there somewhere. David Ernest brings you the Health and Wealth Show. Call David today at 334-279-7431 or at 205-479-0839 and on the World Wide Web at retirewithernest.com. Leave your name and number and you'll get a call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or the South's most beloved asset preservationist. Now, if you know the whereabouts of Waldo, call us now. If not, just sit back and enjoy the Health and Wealth Show.
Hey! Welcome to the Health and Wealth Show. I kind of sound like Sylvester there.
Suffering succotash.
Health and Wealth Show. And here's a guy who does not sound like Sylvester. He doesn't look like him. Not so you could tell it anyway. It's David Ernest.
Thank you, Rusty. And Rusty, where are you? Where are you? I can't see you.
Well, I'm somewhere. I'm not sure, but I've been looking for this guy, and you hear about him a lot. A guy named Waldo.
There's been a lot of people looking for that guy.
Well, you know, everybody's asking, where's Waldo? And, you know, we might be a little late to the dance on this. Do you know that's been around since 1987?
Wow. That's what I heard. I would have been late to the dance because I was having kids and from 82. Yeah. So I guess they were more looking for Waldo than me.
I guess so. Well, Waldo is a character created by this dude named, what did we say his name was? Martin Hanford. Over there, as Andy Griffith says, over in the old country in England. And basically, it's this big puzzle with a lot of stuff going on, and you've got to try to find Waldo. I'm sure kids liked it, but I think adult people liked it, too, because it's a little book with all these little puzzles in there, and you look around, you find Waldo, and he's got this big, as my cousin Tony used to say, a sock-legged cap, but it's a knit cap with a little ball on the top of it, and I think he's got a sweater, not a sweater, but a scarf that matches it. And
well, at least he's matching up and balancing out.
There you go. Well, one other quick thing. I did not know this when we started looking this up, but Waldo got banned.
What?
No.
You got to be kidding.
Yes. One of the pictures, and like I said, they were in the libraries for children and everything.
That's been when them woke people woke up, banned him.
Well, no. Somebody woke up looking at Waldo and saw a picture of a woman's breasts in the puzzle. And everybody got all hot under the collar about it. And I don't know if they've lifted that ban, but it's been since, I believe it says 1990, that he's been banned in the United States. I'm not sure where Waldo is, but you don't want that to happen to your retirement. You don't want to wind up like Waldo and have your retirement banned where you can't find it.
No, you don't. And, you know, I keep reading, and everybody, I know everybody out there reading about this scary stuff where they're saying, your retirement's going away. You know, the government's going to take your money away. The government's going to turn your money into digital currency, and then they're going to cut your money off and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, I think there could be some truth to some of that. But one of the things that makes me feel good inside is that when they put money in these insurance companies, it's not right now digital. And I can't see where it would be digitized like banks. You know, where they're looking at your account and you're using it.
Right.
In other words, it's still going to have to be some kind of a harder way for the government to cut your money off when it's in an insurance company. Because these banks, man, they got their eye on the banks. They've got their eye on the banks. You might be looking for your wallet, Waldo.
Or Waldo's wallet, whichever you want to go with. And, you know, I think if they did that, you know, go to this digital thing and trying to get in everybody's money, there would be blood in the streets. I just, I'm almost sure.
They're already doing it, Rusty, to some extent. They've got a testing model of all these big banks at the top 10, you know who they are, top 15, whatever. They're already got a testing model. In other words, they haven't turned over to everybody's, but there's people that are literally getting their money cut off. And if you put too much money in the bank, for example, and it doesn't make sense to the bank or the government, they freeze your account.
Well, how about this? I saw this the other day. They're wanting everybody to get these electric cars, which I think that's going to swirl down the toilet eventually. But they're wanting everybody to get these electric cars. What if you're riding along and they've decided that you've ridden along enough? And you've used enough electricity.
They've got those things in these new cars that run off computers, you know, the satellites and everything. It would be easy for them to be able to track you everywhere. And then when they want to turn your motor off or turn you off, you're worse than Waldo. You can't find anything because your navigational system will go out and everything else.
Exactly. It's like 1984 part two.
Ain't that the truth?
The government's all over us.
It is. It's everywhere. And the sad part is we all see it coming. We all see it coming, but we can't do much about it because the liberals and the woke departments are aiming right at us.
It's coming right for us.
I mean, they're attacking us. Like, okay, Rusty, we've talked about this many times, but we had a big company didn't like us talking about them, and they attacked us and threatened us and everything else. But how did they know we were talking about them? They're not going to be able to listen to our little radio show. You know what it was? Artificial intelligence was monitoring all radio signals, and they picked up that we said their name.
You sneaky bastard.
A big company heard us talk about them on the radio, and they threatened us about us revealing stuff about them. And that's why I can't say their name.
Well, I can. I'll say it. Big Stinky People Company. That was them. The Big Stinky People.
You going to say their name, and then I was going to have to get...
No, I have to beat myself out.
I mean, I wish I could say their name. I've said their name many, many times, but they would send me these excerpts of what I had said, which I agreed was true. But they threatened me, said, hey, you know, my lawyer said, look, guy, it don't matter if you're right or wrong. It don't matter at all. They got lots more money than you. Look what they're doing to Donald Trump.
I think it's a disgrace.
Imagine what they can do to you. And I thought, Lord, have mercy. He's right. So I retracted everything. And you, Rusty, you and all the audio engineers, I guess you were the audio engineer working on it. You had to retract all that crap out of all of our old shows.
I had to go through and just kind of listen along. And sometimes you'd slip it in so fast, I'd miss it. I'd have to go back and just kind of edit around it, you know, so that we could use those. We do use them in reruns. But
artificial intelligence is looking at you. Every word you say, every word I say, especially if it's on radio, everything that you put in digitized form at the bank or wherever, they see it. They hear it. They're listening to our radio station as I speak. And the artificial intelligence is saying, did David Ernest say our name? And if he did, what did he say bad about us, was threatening him and us taking to court? Do I have freedom of speech totally?
No.
Oh, hell no.
No.
How about new?
No.
That's a negatory, good buddy.
Don't look behind you right now, but I think I see somebody standing back there listening to you. Don't look. Because it's just amazing. They're everywhere. And, you know, there are cameras everywhere. They can get those somehow, pull those up, see where you've been. I mean, there are cameras everywhere. And, you know, when you're out in public, you don't have any reasonable expectation of privacy. I mean, people can take your picture out in public, and they just can. They can't be a nuisance about it. They can't be up in your face. I see somebody taking my picture, I wave. How you doing? Try to get my good side.
I know. It's crazy. And, you know, we make a joke about, where's Waldo? And over in England, it was, where's Wally? You know, but the English, they're going through a lot of the stuff that we're going through as far as like freedoms. Our freedoms are being completely taken away from us because of computers getting smarter, people stealing your identity, your information, your money, your spending power. Predators are out there taking people to the cleaners. I have people call me all the time and say, what about this? Does this sound legit to you? You know what I have to tell most people? Call the Attorney General's office of Alabama or some other state, if you're in a different state, and ask them if they know anything about this being legit or whatever. Otherwise, you got to go buy pay your own attorney and pay them a lot of money just to ask them, hey, what's this? And then he probably don't know. Probably don't know what it is either, because there's so many scams out there. There are scams galore out there. But here's the thing. Insurance companies are regulated by regulatory agencies. The Insurance Department of Alabama, for example. If it's a security, it's regulated by the Insurance Department of Alabama and the Securities Department of Alabama and the Securities Exchange Commission Federal. So there's a lot of regulatory people out there. And yeah, we need them. We don't need them to smother us. Regulation can smother you. It can protect you, but it can smother you. But you know where they really need to be right now? They need to find that Wally Waldo out there in Africa or wherever he is stealing all the money from these seniors, these old people. My mom's been, she fell for a scam or two. And I talked to her. She's 88 years old. Luckily, you know, it wasn't that much, but she believes people on the phone. She believes all these scam artists. And the other day, I have her on Medicare. Somebody called her and switched it to another Medicare company. I got mad. I said, Mom, quit talking about your Medicare, because all they want to do is just switch you to a different Medicare company. And that is not something that was convenient. And I had to switch her back.
So you got it straightened out.
Well, yeah, but I used the word predator. I said, there's predators calling old people, switching policies and things. I mean, they need people to have freedom of choice, but they don't need them to be able to run over old people. I'm scared to death of old people when doing their money thing. I mean, like, once they get into their 80s, man, we're careful. We go, oh, you got to be, because you've got to make sure they understand. But the best thing to do is bring some of their family members in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk to family members. Now, some people in their 80s are real good, clear of mind, or even in their 90s. But we've had people say, we didn't understand that we did this and that and the other. It might have been 2 or 3 years ago, but you show them on paper where they did such and such, and they forget. Like my mom, the other day I was talking to her, and she said, where am I? Am I at my home, or I in Montgomery? And I'm thinking, you're kidding me, right? It didn't last very long, probably an hour or two, and then she all of a sudden came back. What I'm trying to tell you is there's this fogginess that people get, and they don't know where they are. Like, where's Waldo? They don't even know where they are. Where it must be, where Waldo is. So this is the aging group of Americans and people of the world. And, you know, heaven forbid, we all get there eventually if we get old enough, you know, most of the time. I've got a guy who's 88 years old. He's alienated his entire family because he got anger issues all of a sudden. you know, and he don't care where Waldo is. But these are the kind of things we have to deal with as we're dealing with the aging population. But we need to protect them. We need to protect them tremendously. Family members need to be involved. Regulatory people need to be involved to a point, but they need to be careful because they need to be doing what's right, not hurt the people who's trying to help them. It gets real tedious and real iffy, and it gets real cloudy. But these folks that are stealing money over the phone and getting them to send money over, you know, wiring money, one of the things about us is that we're dealing with regulated companies. They're just predators too, some of them.
They're bad. Like
using God to get to people's money. And and I want to tell you, this is my opinion. I'm not going to knock people. But people say, you know, do business with me because I'm a Christian. Or they go into these churches and they go in and say, we're a Christian organization, do business with us. You know, sometimes my ears perk up when I hear this because I, you know, to me, you, why use that? Why don't you just say, we're trying to do the right thing for everybody? No, well, you know, that's really what we should be doing, in my opinion. You shouldn't just say, oh, you know, don't buy from me because I'm Christian, don't buy from him because he's Christian, or buy from us for the Christian. You know, now, you got freedom of enterprise, so you can do whatever you want to do. But I'm just telling you, from my viewpoint, if someone says, buy from me, do business with me because I'm a Christian, and you don't want to do with anybody that's not a Christian, you know, that's a choice. That's a freedom of choice, okay? Not something that you're insisting on. And I'm probably going to get some phone calls over that one, but man, well, let me tell you, we're Christian. I'm Christian. I believe it. A lot of things, Protestant, but at the same time, I'm not going to go around telling people, you know, you should buy from people just because they're Christian, do business with them because they're Christian, or certain kind of Christians. You know, it's just, and I know that's a touchy subject. How we got on that, I don't know. I guess we're trying to find Waldo. And maybe Waldo wasn't a Christian. I don't know. Maybe he's something else. We're all human, and we're all trying to do the right thing, you know, most of us. But occasionally you get these predators, these criminals. And so what's the difference between a good Waldo and a bad Waldo?
Bad Waldo wearing a black hat.
I don't know. But yeah, you're right, Rusty. The Waldo, you know, let's find Waldo. Where is Waldo? The last Where's Waldo book was published in September 1987. No, the first one, excuse me, not the last one. And they were published in the United Kingdom by Walker Books and in the United States under the title Where's Waldo, first by Little Brown and Company before being taken on by Candlewick Press. The first four titles were originally printed in Italy, but later reprinted in China. So Waldo made it all the way to China? No wonder they couldn't find him.
He dug to China, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, he may have.
He gets around.
Where's Waldo? But where is the safety that we thought this government would give us?
I don't know.
Where is the safety of our retirement plans that we thought we would get when we were younger and we were working for years?
I have no idea.
Where's the safety of all this predators out there that are marching to the tune of whatever, telling you won the lottery, telling you you won this or that and the other, and just send us $1,000 and we'll send you $1 million because you've got to be processed or something.
It's
all these crazy things that people are falling for because they're looking for their own Waldo. You know, they're looking for the Waldo wallet. They're looking for some way to take the pressure off of them that this government, yes, our government, yes, the world's government, has placed upon us by having this thing called money systems. The government is goofing this thing up by printing too much of it.
I've done some dumb things.
And not providing for the people who worked so hard to have these retirement plans. Now they want to steal from Peter to pay Paul.
I'll do dumb things again.
If you didn't work, you don't have to look for Waldo. We're going to give you Waldo for free. Speaking of Waldo, you remember the National Lampoon's Vacation?
Yeah.
And they were going to Wally World?
I vaguely remember. I remember you talking about the movie. Now, that would have been when John Candy was working there. He was
a
guard.
He was a policeman.
Uh-huh. And it was all closed down.
Security guard, yeah. But they were looking for Waldo, in a way. They were looking for Wally World, which, you know, in England, they called it looking for Wally. Here, we call it looking for Waldo. But did they ever really find Wally World in this character that was like the owner? He looked sort of like Walt Disney. Did you notice that? It was very noticeable to me. It was something, they were looking for Wally's World and they found it, but then they got in trouble. And then this guy had a heart, the owner of Wally's World, and he let him stay and let him play.
Aww.
You know, and do all the rides because he took mercy on them. And really, that's what you want. You want someone who has a heart and wants to help you. There's so many fakes out there right now. All they want to do is just use Americans because Americans are looking for Mr. Goodbar, maybe, or Mrs. Goodbar, or whoever, or Waldo, or where's Wally?
I'm right here.
They don't know. They don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. But I can tell you this. If you don't trust the system, when in doubt, take the safe route. That's really a popular thing that I like to say. When in doubt, take the safe route. If you're not so sure that what you're doing with your money, if you're not so sure that everything is going to work out for you because of politics or stock market or whatever, and you're not so sure you found your wallow or your wallet or how to hide it or keep it. Well, Rusty, I know you can tell folks what they could do if they want to make sure they can keep what they got.
Well, there's alternatives everywhere you go. You can go to the street corner and stand there till the light turns green for you to cross, or you can take a chance and bolt for the other side. You might have to dodge traffic. You might get a ticket. Who knows? Or you can do the smart thing and wait for it to change. Well, you can do anything about your money that you want to do, too. You can put it in a sock and put it under your mattress or bury it in the backyard. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. But I do believe the smart thing to do is to call David Earnest. I've got phone numbers for you. Jot these down. 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Call him up today. He's on that World Wide Web at retirewithearnest.com. Get yourself that no obligation consultation. Sit down with David, Too Tall Matthew, or the lovely and talented Princess Leah, and you can find out just how much your money could be doing for you instead of having it in a sock under your mattress. You could have it someplace so it's attracting other dollars to come there and build up your portfolio and your retirement so that when you get ready to retire and go to Wally World or whatever the name of that place was in vacation, you can just load up the car and go. You don't even have to take your old Aunt Bessie, whatever her name was. Remember the aunt that died on the way out
don't
there?
Don't put her on top of your roof. You blow her off.
No, don't do that. You have to go find her. But make those calls today, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. That's Earnest Financial LLC. Look, lots of cash, serving the community for old 40-something years.
Well, thank you, Rusty. That was very nice. But I think we need to take a break and get us a little something to drink or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
This is a long, long one here. And I know a lot of people wonder, where is Waldo? And I got to find him myself. I've been looking for him for a while.
All right, wait a minute. Wait a second. I heard the doorbell. Maybe that's him. I'll go check. And we'll be back with more of the Health and Wealth Show.
Concerned about your retirement?
Yes.
Call David Earnest now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. David Earnest will return after these important messages on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
At the first sign of trouble with your retirement account, you've got to
nip it in the bud.
And the best way to
nip it
is to
call the man.
That's right.
Just call the man.
Call David Earnest.
Just call the man.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Not that man.
Yes, that's the man. Call him today.
Call the man.
David Earnest has over 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. And along with Matthew Earnest and Leo Williams, they are a formidable force against those who would ruin your retirement.
Shazam!
I'll say it again. Call the man today.
I thought Calvin Coolidge said that.
No, Floyd, it was me.
What Calvin Coolidge said?
Go even up Barney's sideburns and call David Earnest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You remember the name, right? No, it's asset preservationist David Earnest.
Golly!
Call David Earnest today. Hello, I'm a member of the United States Secret Service. many of my coworkers are trained and prepared to lay down their life for the president. Me, I'm assigned to keep him from looking like an idiot. My job is tough, and I've really been having a bad year. That's why I am so proud that Pruchter and Gumbel have come out with this new product. It's called Presidential Pampers.
That's right, folks. Presidential Pampers can save the day. Just get a pair of Presidential Pampers on the president before he gets dressed and he's good to go. And if you're anything like our Secret Service friend, your job becomes a lot easier because Presidential Pampers has the brand new
Magic Muffler.
Here's an example. Our president without Presidential Pampers.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
And now, our president with Presidential Pampers.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
And if the president is meeting the Pope, well, you might need Presidential Pampers number 2.
There goes Elvis! Yo, King!
Get yours today. Just go to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, wander around aimlessly for a few hours, and a nice Secret Service agent will come out and give you a box of
Presidential Pampers.
Just remember our motto, if your president runs loose and fast, Presidential Pampers will cover his grievous mistakes.
Come on, man. Break here.
If your president is passing more than idiotic spending bills, you need Presidential Pampers. Check the Grit newspaper for our handy 15% off coupon. Offer void if you got a stimulus check.
Corn Pop was a bad... Come on, man.
It's time now for a few words on climate change from Hillary Clinton.
Climate change is real, everybody. Those hard drives got destroyed because of climate change. My husband flew to Epstein's Island 40 times because of climate change. I lost the 2016 election because of climate change. My husband cheated on me because of climate change. He literally got in the Oval Office because of climate change. Even Jeffrey Epstein died because of climate change. It wasn't me. It was definitely climate change.
You've got to be kidding.
Tune in next time when we'll hear a few words from Joe Biden.
I was going to put him in foot.
I may be a white boy.
If you try anything to raise the cost of presidential jobs, I will veto it.
Does that make any sense to anybody, or is it just me?
It's just you, Joe. It's just you.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show.
Well, David, I've checked the security cameras. Uh-huh. I didn't go all the way out there, but it was not Waldo. It was just some people passing by, probably wanting to tell me about the religion of the week or sell me some of the world's finest chocolate. I didn't need the chocolate, and I didn't want to hear about the religion of the week, so I didn't go out there. But it was not Waldo. If you see Waldo, call David and let him know, because we've been looking for him.
Yeah, I would like to find him. I mean, you know, everybody's been reading these books looking for him, I guess, in the library, but I don't know. There's several books. There's Where's Wally, 1987. There's Where's Wally Now, 1988. There's Where's Wally, The Fantastic Journey, 1989. There's Where's Wally in Hollywood. I guess that's where they went looking for Wally's World over there, because I think they went somewhere over in California. And there's Where's Wally the Wonder Book. That was in 2006. Mm-hmm. And then this last one was Where's Wally the Incredible Paper Chase, 2009. So, and there's been several, you know, reeditions of these books and stuff. But they sure have been looking for the same guy, I guess, or person for years. And they don't seem to be able to find him.
He's like D.B. Cooper. He's out there. They just can't find him.
And the same way with Biden. They've been looking for his brain, but they can't find it.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Waldo's got it. Probably in that cap that he's got with him. He's keeping it away. So, because I think if Biden got a brain, he'd be even worse.
Well, he's always getting mad whenever we say something about his brain. So I guess that's just a kiddish part of him.
They had to take the top of my head off a couple times, see if I had a brain.
Because, you know, he's like a kid because he eats ice cream and... But then he's like a pervert because he wants to smell people's hair, especially little girls,
mm-hmm.
let them jump in his lap. He is a pervert from the word go. And I just tell you, I don't see how on earth we can continue letting him fool us into thinking that he's been looking for our Waldo.
Joe Biden will be in three states today. The state of unconsciousness, the state of semi-consciousness, and the state of confusion.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know his favorite flavor of ice cream.
What's that?
It's disappointment.
Disappointment.
Disappointment. That's it. He's eating it
well,
all the time.
That meant a lot. Get that one. Anyway.
Yeah, that explains a lot, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we're having a lot of fun with Where's Waldo? But we really would like to know, where is a leader? Where is someone who would come in and take over and protect us and do what's right for this country? Do what's right for the citizens. Protect us. Protect us from dilution. Why would you want to protect us from dilution? They're deluding us with all of those immigrants, those illegal immigrants. Mm-hmm. We can only be diluted so much. And then have you ever tried a taste of a drink that's been diluted with water? And it's not so good once it gets diluted too much. Maybe you can dilute tea a lot and it'll still taste sort of like tea. But you ever tried to dilute a Coke? Man.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No, it'd make you have a stroke but when you dilute a Coke.
I'll tell you something the other day. I was watching something on the internet and they were taking these old tools, like old hammers and old hatchets and wrenches, and they would put them in a plastic thing and soak them in Coca-Cola. Overnight, yeah. Uh-huh. And you come back the next day, and all the rust is eating off of it.
Well, that tells you something, don't it?
And we're drinking that crap. I mean, I'm telling what our insides look like.
Yeah. That's nasty.
Well, I mean, no wonder. I guess it tastes so good. It's eating into your taste buds and your tissues and everything, and making them think it's something good for you when it's something bad for you. I'm guilty.
That's right.
I like to drink carbonated drinks every now and then. I don't drink them much. But I do know this. I know the difference between a Coke Zero and a Diet Coke. And that, uh-huh. You know what? I don't think the Diet Cokes are very popular compared to Coke Zero. I know people like Diet Cokes, but not as many. Mm-hmm. You know why we know this? We put Diet Cokes in our office. We put Coke Zeros and regular Cokes and Sprites and stuff like that. Guess what gets drunk up? Well, maybe 5, 6, 7 times as fast.
The Coke Zero?
Yeah.
How about that?
I've never tried one.
Really?
I'll have to try one and see how good it is. I'm a Diet Dr. Pepper man myself. I've been drinking
those
things
are good.
Forever.
I like those. They got the sassafras kind of spin to them and everything. But but the thing about a Coke Zero is it tastes kind of sort of like a real Coke. Some people would disagree with you on it, but it tastes more like a real Coke than a Diet Coke. Diet Coke just tastes like something sweet. You remember the new Coke?
Oh,
man, that was a bomb.
I know. Well, the Diet Coke kind of reminds me of the new Coke, sort of sweetish, sweet, you know, and everything, but don't have as much punch to it.
Sweetish, like it, you drink it and you go, maybe
I'm thinking of my trip here pretty soon. I think we're actually going to, no, we're not going to Sweden. That's right. We're going to go to Switzerland.
Go to Paris. You're going to Switzerland?
Well, yeah, we're going to France. We're going to France.
Well, yeah, you're from France, aren't you?
We come from France.
Yeah, I thought so. Oh,
like
by the
cake.
Way,
I have to say I like cake.
Yeah, all those little countries are kind of all over there, right around.
They're
each
right
other.
Close to each other. So we're going to take a fast after the convention's over with. We're going to take a fast train. That sounds like a song.
I think fast it is.
Train. We're going to take a fast train to Amsterdam. And I told my wife, I said, you know what's in Amsterdam? She said, don't get any ideas. I don't know, what do you think?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can just imagine, just if you see a house with a red light bulb in the thing, don't go up there. Just take my word for it.
You can chase away the bugs.
No. Well, let me tell you something now. I know this. I saw this. They say that over there, I think what we're dancing around is those ladies that you see walking up and down Mobile Highway. You know what I'm saying? That's
you
legal
about
over
Montgomery
there.
And Birmingham's going to listen to this. They don't know what that means.
Oh, okay. That's
and Dothan, well, I don't know where their bug burning lanterns are. I don't know.
Well, all right, folks, just think about the place in your town where the Hoochies hang out and just put that in there when I say Mobile Highway.
Are you talking about a vice president?
No.
Oh, never mind.
That's a different thing altogether. It's close. Anyway, that is legal over there. And the women sit in these little windows in the front of their houses, and you can walk by and look in at them, say hello and everything. If you're so inclined, you go on in, and it's on. I mean, you don't get in trouble. You don't go to jail. And, I think they give out green stamps. I'm not sure. So, finish out that green stamp thing and get that little, portable keyboard you wanted. But I think you probably wouldn't, do nothing like that.
No. But I am curious about what's in Amsterdam besides tulips.
Well, I found out, I didn't know because I checked. I wondered where hamsters come from. And I found out they come from Amsterdam. So obviously they're running loose in the streets over there. So you might see a hamster while you're over there.
Well, I know one thing. They sent me a hotel confirmation and I couldn't read it. It's whatever they speak in Netherlands, Dutch, I guess. I had to put it into one of those Google things. And You know what? Google immediately knew what they were saying. Artificial intelligence again. Man, it's got took over the world.
Amsterdam. Oh, that made me think. I saw a meme the other day. It says, we should not worry so much about artificial intelligence. We should address the issue of natural stupidity.
Oh, yes! I agree.
Because there's a lot of it out there.
It's out there. I don't know if they can fix it. What is that? You can't fix stupid or something like that. Stupid is what stupid does.
But duct tape kind of muffles the sound a little bit.
Yeah, it will. Maybe we could ask, somebody about stupid is and stupid does, because he made lots of money buying apples. But
you mean
I'm talking about, I'm not giving any advice. I'm talking about the stuff you eat at apples. So
okay.
Let it be that. But anyway, we can't talk about stock on this radio show. So
I understand what you're saying.
It was it's the opposite of oranges.
Lieutenant Dan invested his money for him and kind of helped him out.
He bought a bunch of apples.
It's a household name. It's a household name. That's what he said.
Oh, but where is Wally? Where is Waldo?
I have no idea.
There's been so many posters up. The most voted posters. I was reading today about Billy the Kid. Yep. Billy the Kid, it has a history to it, and it was amazing. He started off as he wasn't mean at all. He was a poor orphan, because his stepdaddy got killed, his stepdaddy threw him out when his mother died. That's what it was. And he was out on the street. So then he made his way to the West, to the Old West, and he tried to survive, in the end, people tried to cheat him and steal from him and everything. And it made him, the last thing I read was that this guy cheated him out of $500. So he went and stole $500 worth of cattle from the guy. And that made him a cattle wrestler.
Yeah.
And, but in his mind, he thought he was just getting what he deserved. But the regulations and the laws of the day, which are not the same now. I read that. It would have been more like, okay, you owed this man this money. But they wanted to hang Billy the Kid for trying to right a wrong. That's what they're probably going to do to us, not me and Rusty, but to all of us, if we try to right a wrong. In other words, right the wrong of illegal immigration. Right the wrong of excess taxation. Right the wrong of them stealing the votes. You say, you're not supposed to say that, David. You're not supposed to say they stole the votes. Why can't I say it, Rusty? Don't we have freedom of speech here?
Are you crazy?
Well, some folks, the truth, just they can't stand it.
And everybody knows that everything in the world's wrong with what's going on compared to the way we were raised. Us baby boomers know that. Could you have ever dreamed that all this craziness would be going on when you were growing up as a kid? When I looked at Buck Rogers in the future kind of movies and stuff, or what was that when it was back in the 40s, the other little flying saucer thing?
There was Buck Rogers, and then there was...
Buck Rogers, yeah.
He was the one, probably the most famous.
He was most famous. Who would have ever dreamed that we would become, that the government would become enemies of the people? All this technology is going to be used against us. It is being used against us. It's not good for people to know what's going on inside your house, inside your mind, and inside your bank account. Come on. How can it be good? They said, well, we're going to be able to read your mind here pretty soon. Well, that ain't going to be good. Nobody wants their mind read. That's private. No. Nobody wants see what's in their bank account. That's private.
We'll have to start wearing tinfoil hats.
Well, they make fun of people who wear tinfoil hats. But now, here's the other thing. I was just reading an article yesterday. This is going to sound a little crazy. But I read that there are companies in the United States that are secretly making reverse engineering or whatever, these things that they see flying around faster than the speed of sound. Are they drones? I actually looked up the companies that might be making them, okay? Yeah. And I can't mention their names, okay? But the thing is, it looks like it's true. Our government is hiding so much stuff from us. And this is not Coast to Coast, guys, radio show. This is the Earnest Financial Health and Wealth Show. But to protect your health and to protect your wealth, you've got to know what's going on in this world and be ahead of the game. And that's what we're trying to do. When we do things, we want to make sure that whatever they're doing to us, it won't completely destroy us or hurt us so bad. And yes, we're dealing with American money. We're dealing with the dollars. But all these other things we've been reading, most people have been reading, is the dollar is going down. And the Chinese and Russian money is going up, along with India, Turkey, and all the rest of them are scheming against us. They're trying to hide our Waldo, or should I say our wallets? I mean, where is our Waldo?
I know nothing. Nothing.
Did we know?
I don't know. He might be hanging out with Elvis and Amelia Earhart and the Loch Ness Monster.
Well, if he is, where is he? And the thing is, where is all this leading us? And what I have to say, because I really believe this, is that if you do the right things, you will save your assets. Otherwise, you may lose them. So the thing is, be careful, especially if you're older, because I don't believe the government. I don't believe most of these companies. I don't believe all these advertisements. I especially don't believe what I see on social media. And I don't believe that it's out there trying to protect us. I think they're trying to invade us. Matter of fact, yeah. I know that.
And things that happen, like all this transgender stuff and everything, that's just something out there that's going on that keeps our mind off of what our government's doing.
Yes. I mean, they want you to say, oh, yeah, that's flying saucers. But really, what is that? Is it them? Well, who knows?
The shadow knows.
Somebody knows. And of course, once they find out, have you seen a president yet, other than Eisenhower, who came real close to telling us what everything was, a president telling you what's really going on? Once they get in there, they don't tell you. Jimmy Carter said he's going to find out what all this stuff was, UFOs and all this other stuff. He gets in there, he don't do anything. Clinton, same way. He's going to find out. He gets in there, he don't do anything. Why are they hiding the truth from us? Why do they want us to? Well, let's say it's probably because it's military stuff, okay? Well, I can get that. So they let us chomp on something else to deflect us. They don't want us to know. To them, we're the dumb cattle that live in this country. And they just put fence around us. They put fences around us, and they contain us. And once we get old, they just let us go.
Well, have you ever seen The Matrix?
Some of it.
I look at it like that. We're pod people out there. They've got us plugged in. And in our minds, we're living reality. And in reality, we're out there plugged in, producing electricity for these aliens that have taken over. And the people that get away or get out of the Matrix, they're fighting to destroy it. And I know that sounds far-fetched, but man, the government just, they don't tell you things. They don't tell you what's going on. There could be aliens here now. We just don't know about it.
We don't know. But here's the thing that's alien to me. When I was growing up, I was taught that, you know, you're supposed to do the right thing and then you'll get rewarded and all this other stuff. You know, the government has to be fair. If you work hard, you save you money, you're going to have a retirement plan, all this stuff. Now I'm seeing if you work hard, they're going to steal your retirement plan and give it to the people who didn't work hard. And even the people who didn't even exist in this country that came from somewhere alien, illegally, they're going to give them everything. And It's because of the vote power and stealing the vote power. And that's really the reason why cars that are electric are not going to work. I think, Rusty, getting back to your old question there a little earlier, is they're not going to have the voltage. But we have the voltage of vote power to survive what they're doing to us? Will we be able to keep the money that we worked so hard for, keep them from taxing it, cutting our money off with a computer button because it's been digitized or whatever they're doing? We're at the mercy, totally. What I'm saying is maybe you're better off getting your retirement money out of the banking and stock market system and putting it somewhere, maybe an insurance company system that works a little differently. The government's probably going to come around and look at everything, but I think that they're really looking at the banks hard.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have money in the bank. I'm not against putting money in the bank, but putting loads and loads and loads in the bank when that's everything you got and you can't get to anything because the bank freezes it because the government don't like what you're doing. But where's Waldo? Where's your wallet? Where's it going? Where's this whole thing going? Down the toilet? You can't trust Big Brother. I believe that was in the 1984 book, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've had people, I said, why do they do that? Well, that's just Big Brother looking over your shoulder. I'm going, yeah, I get that. Why can't we smack him in the face and make him stop looking over our shoulder?
I know. As they used to say, mind your own bizwax.
There you go.
Remember that?
I do. We're all confused.
Well, I want to tell you something. If you're a little bit confused about your money, this will straighten you out in a hurry. You need to call David Earnest today, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Go to the website on that World Wide Web at retirewithearnest.com. I know that's a lot easier to remember than phone numbers, but the phone numbers are there. So that'll help you. Call David today. Leave a message that somebody will get right back with you. It could be Too Tall Matthew. It could be the lovely and talented Princess Leah. It could be the lovely and talented David Earnest. Who knows? He might be down at Waffle House and that phone rings and he'll call you back and you can hear waffles in the background. You know, they're back in the background of waffle, waffle, waffle. You know they're back there. But that's nothing to do with anything. Call him today and make sure, waffle, waffle, knock it off. Call him today and get yourself that no obligation consultation. Go in and see him. Get set for what's coming, because something's coming. We just don't know what it is. Call today, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Earnest Financial LLC. We got to come up for it to mean something else other than look lots of cash. I'll work on that.
Well, I like serving lots of cash because it's true.
We won't throw that away.
Lots of cash added.
You're talking about those obscene bonuses that we can't.
They're obscene. They're unbelievable.
Yeah, they're almost X-rated. They're so obscene.
Well, you got to call me for. I can't tell you the. You know, we're our hands again. That Big Brother looking over the shoulder, not letting me tell you stuff, unless there's a disclaimer and all kinds of crap in there that's a mile long, and it would eat up the whole show. And
it's a lot easier just to tell you in person.
That's right.
That'd be the first thing out of your mouth, wanting to know about those big bonuses, and you'll be standing there, and your mouth will be hanging open when you hear about it.
I've had people say, "I would have never guessed it would have been that big."
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious.
And don't call me Shirley.
They say that all the time. I said, when I told you on the radio that it was big, but did you believe that? No, I didn't believe it to be that big. I'm going, well, there you I go. Couldn't tell you, so and now you know.
I'm looking at the clock over here, David, and I think, yep, that sound means that it's about time for us to go.
Well, I still don't know where Waldo is.
I'll look around. I'll ask around the neighborhood. Some of these kids probably have seen it. You know, you slip a buck and they'll give you the information you need. You know, we'll revisit this at some point. And if you know where Waldo is, call and let us know. If we use your call on the air, you'll just hear yourself on the radio, basically, I think that's all.
We might give them a coupon for something to eat.
You never know. Seriously, call if you know where Waldo is and let us know. And we'll see you next time when we return with another nail-biting episode of the Health and Wealth Show.
I believe he is behind you, Rusty.
Really? How close?
It's pretty scary. I think I'm going to leave.
If I go for it, you think I can get the gun before he gets too close?
Maybe.
I will bust a cap.
No, they'll take your gun.
I'll bust a cap in him, I mean.
Concerned about your retirement? Call David Earnest now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Faster than an over-the-counter laxative. More powerful than a hamster on steroids. Able to leap an ATM with a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Hey, hey, it's the monkeys. No, it's...
Money Man!
Today, we find Money Man and Loose Change in the Cash Cave. Money Man is working on his daily exercise routine, and Loose Change is excited about an afternoon outing. Let's listen in. Money Man. Money Man.
Don't bother me right now, Loose Change. I'm doing my sit-ups. 14.
Oh, 15. Okay, you do that, and 16, I'll tell you how I've got our afternoon planned 17. Out.
Our afternoon?
Yeah, we're going to the circus.
Oh, okay. 18.
Okay, I figured 19, we'd leave here about 4.
5.
You know, it's 25 6, miles to the circus.
27.
Boy, I'm really looking forward to seeing the circus. You know they've got 13 elephants this year?
14.
And I can't 15, wait for the food. I'm going to get some 16, cotton candy and some peanuts and maybe 2, 18, 3, 4, 5 snow cones.
6.
Then we'll get back here about 7, 8. Then we can 9, get ready for the late movie about 11:30.
12:30.
Does that sound good?
Sure, Loose Change. Now let me finish this 50 sit-ups.
Okay, Money Man. See you about 4.
I'll never get these sit-ups done. Now where was I? Oh yeah. 4. Five,
will Money Man and Loose six, Change make it to the circus on time? Are there really 13 elephants in the circus? Or is it just 12 elephants and one camel with a thyroid condition? And will Money Man's abs be so ripped he can't fit into the Moneymobile? Tune in next time when we hear Money Man say...
This whole thing seems very familiar.
On the next Abbott and Costello-inspired episode of...
Money Man!
Oh yeah, Abbott and Costello. That's where I saw this.
Are you a man? Are you a manly man? Are you a manly man who likes dancing with other manly men? If you answered yes, 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 then you should come visit us at Maurice's Manly Man Dance Club.
What?
Come in and enjoy a quality cigar, a fine liqueur, and perhaps a cha-cha with a chum of yours. Do the Texas two-step with Tom. Do the Lindy with your friend Larry. How about the hustle with your pal Russell? It's all waiting here for you at Maurice's Manly Man Dance Club. It's nothing crazy. It's just men dancing with men and nothing else.
Don't look at the...
Happy hour is at 6, then dancing at 7 and throughout the evening. However, we do stop at 9 o'clock for back-to-back Golden Girls episodes on TBS. Then back to dancing. So come and visit Maurice's Manly Man Dance Club. You can shake it, but don't break it. Cause Sears and Roebuck don't make it.
Oh, you're not a bad dancer. Oh, I bet you tell that to all the boys.
And remember, no hanky-panky, just the hokey-pokey.
It's got to be funky.
At Maurice's Manly Man Dance Club. Thursday is ladies' night. Ladies, you might not find the dance partner, but you do get in for free.
Y'all make me sick.
Maurice's Manly Man Dance Club, where manly men come to trip. Delight fantastic.
You got to be kidding.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with Darth Vader.
Hey man, how's it going?
Darth Vader, I understand that the Force is so strong with you, it led you to make a very smart decision about your money.
That's right, man. The Force is so strong with me that when I was looking for a money man, it led me to call David Earnest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Yes, a very wise money decision.
I think so, man. Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you would ask David Earnest to help you with?
I don't know, man.
Well, how about if he could quiet that annoying sound that your breathing apparatus makes?
Oh, is that bugging you, man? Hang on.
What did you do?
I just turned the sound down, man.
You can do that?
Yeah.
But in the movies...
Hey, don't feel bad. I had this stupid suit on for about 5 years before I figured it out myself.
Right.
Hello, sports fans.
Chris Cleats here with another informative sports report. It seems that due to the spread of COVID-19, that many sports are being canceled this year. This is not good for the millions of sports fans out there, but it does offer quite an opportunity for the lesser sports, or sports you've never heard of. My guest today is Large Bottoms, chairman of the National Pinochle Association.
Oh, that's Lars Bottoms.
What's that you say?
My name is Lars Bottoms. You call me Large Bottoms.
Oh, my bad. Well, tell me, Lars, how do you think Pinochle's going to shape up this fall?
Well, Chris, we here at the National Pinochle Association have been waiting for this to happen.
Uh-huh.
We knew it eventually happened, and Pinochle is one of the great sports that you can play without actually being in the same room with the player you're playing with.
Well, Lars, I thought Pinochle was sort of a card game.
Man, you tell that to some of these rabid sports fans. They ain't got no football, no baseball. These people would watch paint dry.
Which I imagine is just about as exciting as watching Pinochle.
That's right, Chris.
Lars, can you tell me the name of some of your players?
Well, there's three-trick Tommy Tuttle. He's a good bid player.
Uh-huh.
There's blind Bobby Biddle. He plays by use of his Chihuahua C&I dog, Sparky.
Uh-huh.
And then there's Tommy.
Well, what is Tommy's specialty?
Oh, he ain't a good Pinochle player, but he sure plays a mean pinball.
I see.
And I was wondering, before we go, could I mention my new book?
Well, please, go right ahead.
It's a combination Pinochle instruction book and joke book.
And the name of your new book is?
Have a Chuckle While You're Playing Pinochle.
Well, thank you, Large Bottoms.
That's Lars Bottoms.
Well, whatever. This is Chris Cleats on sports. Hey, Lars, you suppose I could get one of your books?
Yeah, I'll get Tommy to bring you one. Hey, Tommy! Can you hear me?
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.